Testing. Hello. We're doing the air conditioning is going to be running today. It's today's study. Little children, it's September 7th, 2023. The time is 21:10 hours Eastern Daylight Time. My name is Ward, and we're going to do our scripture first. We're going to just try and get through the Proverbs. Not through the Proverbs, possibly we will do the Proverbs eventually, but we've already done them, but we're going to try to get through our scriptures today. First, so welcome to the study. This is Proverbs 30, chapter 6. Add nothing to his words, that is God's words, that he may not reprove you, and that you may not have to be proved a liar. Right? So we don't want to take things from sources outside of God's word, because we might choose the wrong sources if we do that. We would try to be very careful about whatever sources we do select, for example, from secular history, and we need those secular sources in order to do chronology, but we should be very careful and not be adding anything to God's words. Now, we know there are different versions of the Bible, from the Greek Septuagint to the Masoretic text, for example. There are other texts, such as the Syrian version. Or the Samaritan version. But right now, the next Bible reading that we would like to do today is Deuteronomy 29. This is interesting because this shows that when Moses speaks to the Israelites on the plains of the east bank of the Jordan River, opposite Jericho and north of the Dead Sea, he's actually adding to the law covenant that he gave at Exodus chapter 20. He's adding to that. And there's more besides Exodus chapter 22 as well. In the book of Exodus, even. In the book of Leviticus, and in the book of Numbers, I believe there's other things in Numbers, such as the accounts of what they were doing in the wilderness, but there are other commands possibly in Numbers. I can't remember them, but yeah, I can't remember if there are any right now, but certainly Exodus, Leviticus, and now Deuteronomy. These are the words of the covenant that Jehovah commanded Moses to conclude with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab. That's where they were sitting, on the plains on the east bank of the Jordan. And these words were aside from the covenant that he had concluded with them in Horeb. Oh, that's such cold water. And Moses proceeded to call all Israel and to say to them, "You were the ones seeing all that Jehovah did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land, the great provings that your eyes saw, those great signs and miracles. And yet, Jehovah has not given you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear down to this day. While I kept guiding you 40 years, Moses says, in the wilderness, your garments did not wear out upon you, and your sandal did not wear out upon your foot. Bread you did not eat, and wine and intoxicating liquor, you did not drink, in order that you might know that I am Jehovah your God. Eventually you came to this place. And Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan proceeded to come out to meet us in battle, but we defeated them. After that we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of the Manassites. So you must keep the words of this covenant and do them, in order that you may make everything you will do turn out well. You are all of you stationed today before Jehovah your God, the heads of your tribes, your older men and your officers, every man of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and your alien resident who is in the midst of your camp. From the gatherer of your wood to the drawer of your water, in order for you to enter into the covenant of Jehovah your God and his oath, which Jehovah your God is concluding with you today for the purpose of establishing you today as his people, and that he may prove himself your God, just as he has promised you, and just as he has sworn to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now it is not with you alone that I am concluding this covenant and this oath, but it is with him who is here standing with us today before Jehovah our God, and with those who are not here with us today, in brackets, for you yourselves well know how we dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we passed through the midst of the nations through whom you passed, and you used to see their disgusting things and their dungy idols, wood and stone, silver and gold that were with them, that there may not be among you, that was the end of the bracket, that were with them, end bracket, that there may not be among you a man or a woman or a family or a tribe whose heart is turning today away from Jehovah your our God to go and serve the gods of those nations, that there may not be among you a root bearing the fruit of a poisonous plant and wormwood. And it must occur that when someone has heard the words of this oath, and he has blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall come to have peace, although I shall walk in the stubbornness of my heart, with the intention of sweeping away the well-watered one, along with the thirsty ones, Jehovah will not want to forgive him. But then Jehovah's anger and his ardor will smoke against that man, and all the oath written in this book will certainly settle down upon him, and Jehovah will indeed wipe out his name from under the heavens. So Jehovah will have to separate him for calamity from all the tribes of Israel, in accord with all the oath of the covenant that is written in this book of the law. And the future generation, your sons who will rise up after you, will be bound to say, also the foreigner, who will come from a distant land, even when they have seen the plagues of that land and its maladies with which Jehovah has sickened it, sulfur and salt and burning, so that its whole land will not be sown nor sprout, nor will any vegetation spring up in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, which Jehovah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Yes, all the nations will be bound to say, why did Jehovah do like this to this land? Why the heat of this great anger? Then they will have to say, it was because they abandoned the covenant of Jehovah, the God of their forefathers, which he conducted with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they proceeded to go and serve other gods and to bow down to them, gods that they had not known and he had not apportioned to them. Then Jehovah's anger blazed against that land by bringing bringing upon it the whole malediction written in this book. Hence Jehovah uprooted them from off their soil in anger and rage and great indignation, and threw them into another land as at this day. That seems to be referring to their exile to Babylon. Right. The references from Ezra 9 and 7 and Daniel 9 and 7. Wow, both 9 and 7. That's unbelievable, since today is the 7th of September. The things concealed, I didn't know that, I didn't plan that. The things concealed belong to Jehovah our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons to time indefinite, that we may carry out all the words of this law. That's the end of Deuteronomy 29. So that was, in verse 29, a quote. Well, it was all a quote from Moses speaking. Yeah. So Moses was saying, the things concealed belong to Jehovah our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons, to time indefinite. And so on. That we may carry out all the words of this law. Revelation 14. Let's take a pause. And I saw and looked, the Lamb standing upon the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound out of heaven as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of loud thunder. And the sound that I heard was as of singers who accompany themselves on the harp, playing on their harps. And they are singing as if a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to master that song but the 144,000 who had been bought from the earth. These are the ones that did not defile themselves with women. In fact, they are virgins. These are the ones that keep following the Lamb no matter where he goes. These were bought from among mankind as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And no falsehood was found in their mouths. They are without blemish. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, and he had everlasting good news to declare as glad tidings to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of the judgment by him has arrived. And so worship the one who made the heaven and the earth and sea and fountains of waters." And another by the sea there. It's the word meaning ocean. It's not the word meaning to look with your eyes and see. And another, a second angel followed, saying, "She has fallen, Babylon the Great has fallen. She who made all the nations drink of the wine of the anger of her fornication." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the wild beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or upon his hand, he will also drink of the wine of the anger of God that is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tormented with fire and sulfur in the sight of the holy angels and in the sight of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And day and night they have no rest, those who worship the wild beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name." Here is where it means endurance for the holy ones, those who observe the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice out of heaven say, "Write, happy are the dead who die in union with the Lord from this time onward. Yes, says the Spirit, let them rest from their labors, for the things they did go right with them. And I saw, and look, a white cloud, and upon the cloud someone seated like a son of man, with a golden crown on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel emerged from the temple sanctuary, crying with a loud voice to the one seated on the cloud, put your sickle in and reap, because the hour has come to reap, for the harvest of the earth is thoroughly ripe. And the one seated on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And still another angel emerged from the temple sanctuary that is in heaven, he too having a sharp sickle. And still another angel emerged from the altar, and he had authority over the fire. And he called out with a loud voice to the one that had the sharp sickle, saying, put your sharp sickle in and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because its grapes have become ripe. And the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth. And he hurled it into the great winepress of the anger of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city. And blood came out of the winepress as high up as the bridles of the horses for a distance of 1,600 furlongs. That's the end of Revelation 14. That's the end of our study in the Bible today, little ones. And now we have 16 minutes remaining. That's some kind of record. Now again, my throat's dry, so I'm continuing to avoid calcium and to avoid vitamin D, as it's very important to do that when you have vitamin D toxicity or poisoning. And I'm continuing to take vitamin C, which is a big help when you are poisoned by anything. And vitamin C also helps prevent you from getting any kind of infection from any virus or any bacterium or any sort of infection in the body at all. But the other things I'm doing, I made some bread a little while ago using my bread recipe, the easy 3.5 hour yeast bread on the main page of willofjehovah.com, which is, by the way, not commercial and provides no commercial products or services or anything for sale. I never has. And I'm trying to get past the toxicity portion of the worst of the toxicity of the vitamin D right now. It's still fairly prevalent, so it's very easy to make a mistake and just eat something that has calcium in it. It's remarkably easy. I am not stopping myself from eating a tiny bit of butter on my bread that I made, but we know that has calcium. Ideally, I shouldn't eat that either. I should find another thing. I think I should be putting marmalade or something. That's what I should do. But I don't have any more bread right now. But tomorrow, I hope I might shop and get some fresh food. And I've been gathering a list for some days now, so that's something I could do. Something might arrive at the post office. Which might help me do some yard work. So I need to gather my strength for doing some yard work. Today I was very tired. I suppose I'm sleep deprived. I just hadn't had enough sleep. But there was also a thunder warning. Today I didn't want to be caught in the thunder and have it ruin my video by crashing my system. Well, we're down to 13 minutes. Time is going slowly, it seems. What else can I tell you about? Well, I'm not sure what I'm doing now. With regard to, well, I don't want to talk about certain aspects there of my health care because they're private, so that I can protect the people also. Yes, one thing you need to be aware of when you're toxic with a vitamin, like vitamin D, or any other thing, if you're drinking water to help eliminate the toxicity from your body, to flush it out, as it will, as it were, and if you will, then you need to be aware that you can get water poisoning. Because if you drink enough water, such as if you're drinking 4 quarts of water, or 5 quarts, or whatever, as an adult, or much less if you're a young child, and you're drinking that much water every day, or in a short period of time, such as a few hours, so 4 quarts in 3 hours, or 5 quarts in 4 hours, whatever it is, if you drink that much water, that's not going to help you because that will kill you, literally. Water is toxic, even in the purest form. And so overhydration is dangerous, and you need to be aware of it. So you always have to sip your water, and don't gulp it down constantly because you could encounter water toxicity. Quite easily. We've had a new JW Broadcasting. We had a new one on the JW.org website, and we've got, you know, other new songs and things that have come up there. So in the video section, new videos. So, I mean, I thought I couldn't do the video today. I was so sleepy, mainly. Sleepy and fatigued. And I didn't think I would be able to do this, so it's great that I can do it. I'm running all kinds of equipment when I'm not recording, bigger fans to circulate the air around the house, and I've left some of my smaller equipment that makes noise plugged in because I'm running the air conditioner, so it doesn't matter much about those smaller items. Oops, I drank quite a bit of water. Gotta go slow, gotta take it easy on the water. Yeah, but I mean, I just have to stop drinking it, I guess. I don't drink it constantly, but when it's very cold, it's such a nice thing. I think that the toxicity due to vitamin D is causing a warming of the inside of my body. That's what I think. I just read of a new type of substance or supplementation. You can hydrolyze or add hydrogen molecules to your water by buying a device that can do that with a cup a cup attached to the electronics that can perform hydrolysis on the water. And if you get a good one, not the cheaper ones, but the good one, you can probably, like maybe $200 Canadian, but you can probably or possibly benefit greatly from the ionized water, which is alkaline based on that process. And the ratings by the people who bought these things, these devices, is quite, they are quite good, the ratings, only for the more expensive one. But I find that something I was told by somebody, not to be specific, was that hydrogen can reduce the dosage of an X-ray if you take it before and after, continually from before until after the X-ray, and you keep on taking it. It reduces the effects of the X-rays on your body. And I have not investigated what that is in terms of how much reduction, based on, you know, just adding hydrogen as a supplement. But you can also get hydrogen in tablet form, by the way. But I'm interested in the water form, more so than the tablet form. I take so many different supplements. And I just realized I've not been taking my daily multivitamin, and I need to start doing that again, because any deficiency in any vitamin could happen during the process of me trying to detox from vitamin D poisoning. And if I get any deficiency of any other vitamin, I might not know what's causing my symptoms, but I might develop newer or worse symptoms and not know that I'm deficient. So the multivitamin is a very useful thing. It should be really taken every day, but I stopped taking it because I thought I knew what my needs were. And now I think that was a mistake, probably. A multivitamin is very important. Although you may still have to supplement with other vitamins. But I came to realize also that vitamin K2 can cause allergic reactions, even if it's not toxic. And I might be, or have been, suffering from vitamin K2 reactions, so I have to be careful to stay off of the vitamin K2 for certain periods of time in order to ascertain that my symptoms, such as fatigue, are not caused by the vitamin K2. But when I take the vitamin K2, also I have to avoid vitamin D3 at all costs. So I can use only the forms of vitamin K2 that come without the D3 in them. These are all very, very complex things when you have no healthcare provider who's directing you. To remember all these things is very difficult. I can attest to that. And even though I'm a scientist and an engineer, and I write all the things down that I could possibly write down if I think they're important, I still sometimes forget to write things down, and some things I don't have time to write down because I don't have time to write everything down. And so it's very difficult to do this. That is, to regulate your own diet and healthcare supplementation on your own. It's extremely difficult. And I'm happy to be with you today. And how are you doing in all of your things that you're doing these days? How's your health, and how are your children? How's your family? How's everything going for you? I want you to know that I love you. And you know, eventually, in this world, we typically, even though we want to live forever, perhaps, such as me, such as I do. But in this world, people do eventually die, which is one of the reasons why I'm pursuing such a thorough supplementation regimen to try to see if I can lengthen my life. But I know I've improved my health many times during the course of adding supplements such as calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, vitamin K2, especially vitamin K2. It's been a wonderful thing. Also, glutathione I added. I'm not taking that every day. Most of my supplements I don't take every day. That's another thing to realize. I don't do these things every day. I only do what I think I need. I'm taking collagen, too. That I do take every day. But most of them I don't. And I take magnesium in abundance, but, you know, because I need to deal with my problem that I have if I don't have a soft enough stool that would cause me to have a very painful movement, bowel movement. So, and it would injure my anus because it has a or my rectum. Not my anus, my rectum, which has a fissure in it, and the fissure could open up, and it would be painful, and it is painful. When it does open up the fissure, it's by trying to pass a hard stool. It does cause enormous pain, you know, significant, very significant pain for several days. And during those several days, I have to be taking more than enough magnesium to prevent any recurrence of that injury. So I have a lot of issues to deal with. Of course, I also have the difficulty passing water because the exit valve of my urinary system has scar tissue in it from an injury, which I call a phone sex injury, which it has the acronym PSI, pressure, as the injury was caused by pressure, by preventing the exit of the fluids from that, or past that valve, so that the valve is injured and has scar tissue, and that is preventing me from passing water, and it also causes me to need to pass water even when I don't wish to pass water. It has a dual complication of that injury, a problem by the scar tissue having somehow caused any back pressure on that, or any reverse pressure on that valve. Any forward pressure to try to pass water closes the valve. It's like back pressure or something. It's not the way the valve should be functioning. So I can get it to come out after enough effort, but if there's pain involved in that. So this is me saying, it's September 7th, 2023, 21:43 hours, and my favorite watch, possibly, one of my favorites anyway, Crow, and Cassie, my digital watch. Did I get to show Crow? There they are, saying bye for now.